Nameberry every year puts out, like, you know, the top names of 2021, like baby names. But this year they decided to do it per country. And you're going to notice a trend that I thought was really fascinating, because there are certain names you're going to see over and over, regardless of the country. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Australia, the top name for girls is Luna. The top name for boys is Arlo. Okay.
Okay.
Brazil, the top name for girls is Luna. The top name for boys is Arlo.
Why is that? Was there a Luna and Arlo in a movie?
I don't know.
Was it a Harry Potter thing or?
Okay, so Canada, the top name for girls is Luna. The top name for boys is Arlo.
No, I've never met an Arlo.
Well, now you're going to meet a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them. Unless you go to Finland, because in Finland, the top name for girls is Aurora and the top name for boys is Atlas. That's a little better.
Hmm.
Yeah. France. Oh, France. Top name for girls, Ava. Top name for boys, Arlo.
Where does Arlo come from?
I don't know. Let's see. Germany. Top name for girls, Luna. Top name for boys, Hugo. So they didn't hear about the Arlo thing.
Right.
Here's the other thing that's really interesting. So then you go over to Ghana. Okay. Top name for girls is Abina. Top name for boys is Jaden. Like Smith, like Jaden Smith. And the second top name is Denzel.
Really?
Yeah. So that's in Ghana.
That's like an old name, though. That's an old person name.
What?
Denzel.
Well, like Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's named Denzel, I think that they're 50s, 60s.
Yeah, it does feel like an older person's name, that's for sure. But then you go to Nigeria, and the top name for girls is Jasmine. The top name for boys, Jaden's number one, and Denzel is number two. That's in Nigeria.
It's got to be a movie or a recording act or somebody on TV or something.
I just told you, Jaden Smith, as in Will Smith. Jaden.
I know, but Jaden's 20 some years old now. I mean, that name's been around for a while.
It takes this long to get famous. South Africa, number one name for girls is Petty. Number one name for boys, Jaden.
Hmm. Petty.
Or maybe it's Pete. I don't know. P-E-D-I. I don't know how you'd pronounce that.
He has like a Petty.
But then you go back to the United Kingdom. Now, this is interesting because this is England. You would think they'd be naming their babies after, you know, whoever, like the Kate Middleton or Meghan Markle names. Nope. Top name for girls is Luna. Top name for boy is Arlo. We're back to that again.
Really?
And here's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's the United States. Guess what the top name is for girls in the United States?
Cooper.
Luna. Luna.
But not Arlo for guys.
No, that's the number three name.
Really?
Yeah, the number one
gotta
name
be
for boys.
Something. You're looking at the dog's list.
No, I thought I was. The top name for boys in the United States is Silas.
I've never heard that.
Arlo is number three.
If I was in the United Kingdom, I definitely would name my son King.
King?
King.
Why? K-I-N-G, King?
Right. So when you're in school, you're like, King Michaels. Or Sir Michaels. Call the girl Queen. That's Queen what, Michaels.
Beyonce and Jay-Z name their kids Sir.
Sir?
Yes, Sir. The twins are Sir and Rumi.
You don't have to be knighted then. You're automatically knighted.
And then what's the girl? Princess? You might as well call her princess. She's going to be a princess.
And then later when she's over 18, you call her queen.
Queen.
But king would be great. Yeah, king. He's king.
King's a great name.
King is a great name. See? Yeah. That should be number one.
King Lawrence.
King Lawrence. Sir king. Lawrence. Sir Lawrence. It's great.
That is pretty good.
You have to have a kid now.
Just to name him Sir.
Right. Get on that. Get Joe in there right now. Joe, we're making a baby. Come on.
Hurry. Before anyone else takes this name.
And look up how to make sure it's a boy. If you got to like lay on your back or lay on your side. I don't know. There's just like a special way you got to lay.
No, but if it's a girl, I can name her Dame.
Dame Lawrence?
Yeah, like Dame, like, you know, Dame Judi Dench.
No, it's got to be Sir. You got to have a boy.
What about Ma'am?
Ma'am.
Ma'am Lawrence.
See, we should have these names ready to go.
Yeah.
Would guys rather die young or give up meat?
Why are those the two choices?
And that's your choice. That's your choice. You're either going to die young.
Oh, because eating meat, you will die young.
You will die younger. Meat. But, okay. Uh-huh. But if you get the genie out of the bottle and the genie says, I'll let you live long time, but you have to give up meat. How many guys are saying, okay?
You know, it's funny you would say that. There's a very famous restaurant here in New York. It's called 11 Madison. It's really expensive. In fact, it's $350 per person. And the way it works is you make a reservation. You can't get a reservation for like months, but then you finally get a reservation. It's $350 per person, and that's without alcohol. That's just the food. And you don't tell them. There's no menu. They just serve you. They just bring food out, and that's what you're eating. They just went vegan. It is the biggest story in New York right now that they no longer serve meat at this 11 part. It's really well-known 11 Madison restaurant that's like...
I don't think this is going to be a good idea for them.
The fact that they went vegan is weird. So, you know, you're making it sound like people, they have to eat meat, but maybe they don't. Maybe there's a trend towards eating less meat right now. So I think people want to live longer, that they would give up meat to live longer.
73% of guys said they would rather reduce their life than give up meat. Than give up 10 years of their life. They would rather risk that 10 years than give up their hamburger.
You know, you say that until you're 70, and then you're like, whoa, wait a minute, hang on a minute. I have a very different perspective now.
I don't know. I mean, the older I get, the more I look at my grandfather who would feed his dog spaghetti. Uh-huh. And the dog would eat spaghetti, and the dog would only live like 9 years.
Ooh.
But it's the happiest dog you've ever seen. So... It just the dog just happy because it eats all it eats is spaghetti and
dogs are happy to eat anything.
No, this dog was very happy. And the funny thing is it was a poodle and it was white and it looked like a sheep because it was so fat. And
it's not good. No wonder it only lived 9 years.
And then the face would always be red because it always eat pasta. Oh, so God. My grandfather would say he'd rather have a happy dog for 9 years than a really not so happy dog for 14.
But he's an idiot then, because the dog, it could be happy for 14. Those aren't the two options. It's not either happy for 9 years or miserable for 14. A dog can be happy for 14 years. My dog has been eating meat and beef his whole life. He's had he's very happy. You've met him. He's a happy guy.
You're not an immigrant from Italy, because this is how they think. Okay. Is exactly how my grandfather thought, is he would get a white poodle, name it Benji.
Okay.
Benji would live for 9 years. Benji would die. He would go get another white poodle, name it Benji, and it would live for 9 years. And they would be the same dog. They would be fat like a sheep, and you'd walk in and you'd go, there's Benji. Always the same name, 45 years later, still with the Benji. Happiest dog you've ever met, with a red face.
Okay, so Jeremy, by the way, when we were saying all the names, he said these are all dog names.
Yeah, it sounded like dog names.
And he's going with Sir Mix-a-Lot. David Steele, he's called the name King, so we can't use King anymore.
He's called the name King?
He's called it. Too late.
Oh.
Yeah,
no, I want to name a... Well, okay, but your kid has got to be Sir then.
Well, no, now I want Sir Mix-a-Lot. Now that Jeremy suggested Sir Mix-a-Lot, I want Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot Lawrence.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yes.
See, the first name is Sir. Mix-a-Lot is the middle name. Lawrence is the last name.
You know what?
That is awesome.
My boyfriend doesn't want kids. Maybe me and Jeremy should have a kid and name it Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Jeremy, right now, get on the train. It's only going to take you like an hour. Do the deed.
He says, let's do it.
She'll wear a bag. She's even got a bag right now in the side table.
He said his belt is off.
Get on that train. He's leaving from what? Lindenhurst? Get on that train. It's going to take you an hour. Get off at Penn Station. She'll meet you there.
Yeah, Rob, I don't know how fertile I am, but I guess, you know. Oh, Jeremy said, we're running a train. No, he said, get on the train. You're not running a train.
She'll meet you at Penn Station. You don't have to leave Penn Station.
And we'll live stream it. Thank you, Rob. Rob says to live stream it, which I think that's a great idea.
On it.
Can you imagine live streaming the whole thing? Like the conception, the pregnancy, the delivering, all of it. Like you just do 9 months of just full on Twitch of just like your vagina and your belly.
I like that. Everybody's putting money in for the train ticket. Jeremy, we got your back. I got 10 bucks in it. Rob will get the other 10 bucks. We'll pay for it. You don't even have to pay because you're actually doing the worst deed, Jeremy, because you have to do the deed. So we have no problem paying for it.
Jeremy says his belly's looking bigger than mine. And that could be its own Twitch. Like we'll see whose belly is bigger, you know, whose belly grows more.
Conceive a baby on May the 4th. How great is this?
I know you would love that.
Yes.
Well, no, we'd have to figure it out so the baby would be born on May the 4th. We have to schedule a C-section for next May the 4th.
Okay, so hold on. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January.
No, you got to go backwards.
No, I'm going forward. So if he goes now, you're going to have a baby in January or February.
That's not
going
to work for me. I don't want to give birth in a cold
month. No, you do. Trust me, you want to have a kid in February because it's cold. You do not want to be pregnant in the summertime.
Oh, that's a good point.
If you're pregnant during July, God save us all. Right. So at least you're, you know, during the worst in November, December, January.
I see.
So Jeremy, get on the train right now. Rob has 10 bucks. I got 10 bucks. I think Joe.
First,
will
let me see if I can convince my boyfriend first, because you know he gets first. He called it.
Hey, he don't care.
He gets first.
I'll text him.